Yes, thank you. This is case number 12,584. Michael and Margaret K. Chanot seek variances from the front yard setback requirement for proposed structures, sections 115.25, 115.182, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest side of Lockerman Road and the northeast side of Coastal Highway Route 1, approximately 0.55 miles northwest of Steamboat Landing Road. The 911 addresses are 28708, 28736, and not available, Lockerman Road in Milton. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcels are District 235, Map 16, Parcels 8, 8.01, and 8.02. Specifically, the applicants request a blanket variance for the subject site, which consists of lots 1, 2, and 3. A 20-foot variance is requested from the rear yard setback requirement, and a 10-foot variance is requested from the front yard setback requirement. Staff note the subject site received a variance from the minimum lot width for a parcel and variance from the minimum lot size requirements. These variances were approved at the meeting of August 15, 2016.
The applicant present.
Good evening. My name is John Sergovic. I represent the applicants, and I'm an attorney with the local law firm of Sergovic, Cormie, Weidman et al. I'd like to have my clients introduced and sworn in.
Hi, I'm Michael Chanot. My address is 9 California Avenue, Lewis, Delaware, 9968.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And Margaret.
Hi, I'm Margaret Chanot. My address is 9 California Avenue, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we might as well get kind of sworn in now. And I do appreciate the board's consideration of my a little back problem that's causing me some immobility. Ken.
Ken Christenberry, Axiom Engineering here in Georgetown.
And your address?
18 Chestnut Street.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
I don't intend to spend a lot of time. The application we filed on behalf of Michael and Margaret is pretty straightforward. The history of the property is that somewhere in the 1960s, Del Dot widened Route 1. That caused the one arterial road, which is in the rear of these lots, to be elevated, and it's no longer accessible to these lots. On the other side of the road, in the process, we have the drawing up there. The yellow box is the middle lot. The road that's currently called Lockerman used to be Route 14. So that was an arterial road until they removed the bridge. So we have two arterial roads. Neither one of them have any arterial service to these lots because the elevated Del Dot northbound lane creates like a small mountain behind these lots, and the Lockerman 60-foot wide road leads from a very short interchange between Route 1. Then that tannish looking property is Del Dot's property, which they don't do anything with. And then when we get into the drawings that Ken's produced, we'll see that there is between 50 and 100 feet of space between the guardrail and the boundary lines. And so the variances we're seeking are basically to bring these AR1 lots into the same setbacks as you'd have for a regular subdivision lot that's not on an arterial street. And I'll just quickly go through the criteria. Again, the lands of the applicant were inherited by Mr. Chenu's grandparents. As I said, Route 1 elevated is not accessible due to the bridge over the Broadkill River, and the widening of Route 1 caused any potential subdivision to create long and narrow lots, which were approved by the previous Board of Adjustment granting of a variance because we didn't have enough, it really didn't have enough depth as opposed to width. We had plenty of width along Lockerman, we just didn't have enough depth. The resulting tax map parcels are long and narrow lots, what we're calling lot number one, and Mr. Christianberry can address this better than I, and he has plots to this effect, but it has a width of the house at one location with 40-foot setbacks, 31 feet, the other one roughly 50. The middle lot is not that much of a problem, but with the 40-foot setbacks, we do have an existing encroachment into the 40-foot setback by the one-story house. It encroaches slightly, and I think a shed also encroaches. The other real problem lot is lot three. If you can go over this just briefly. Route 1 has a jag in it. It goes 50 feet to the, I guess that would be the east, and then it goes 150 feet. So you have this big piece of woodland and some wetlands that then creates another very narrow buildable area in the most desirable portion of lot number three, because the most desirable portion would be on the Broadkill. And the width of that building envelope is, what do we say, Kim? Do you remember that?
Would you like the width? The width of build it today or?
No, with the existing.
So just for a little bit of clarity, our site plan, there's two pages, S1 and S2. S1 is the setbacks as they exist today, and S2 is what we're asking for. So you can see the setbacks have been reset. And so on sheet S2, if these variances were approved, 11 by 17, this is an 80 scale drawing. So that buildable area would be about 50 feet deep with the variance granted, and without the variance granted, it's about 18 or 19 feet. So it really doesn't leave you room to build much of anything except maybe a small shed. And given the location, if Chase, if you could zoom out a little bit, as far as impacts to other property owners, there's a graveyard, there's an ag field, and then there's the three lots that are the subject. And that's really the character of the neighborhood is these three lots. So the character of the neighborhood will be defined by whether or not this variance is granted as to what type of homes could possibly be put into these three properties.
And again, this whole situation was created back in, like I said, around 1960. There's an aerial photograph in our booklet that shows the bridge in 1954.
Did you go to the 1954 one, Chase?
Yeah.
It's going to be back a couple pages. Lower right corner will tell you the year of each photo. That's pretty recent.
Oh, and I want to go up. While it's up there, it's just okay. Easier.
If you could center that up. So So you can see, this is not field run topography. We're able to download this from the state of Delaware. We have found when we checked it against our field run topography, it's reasonably accurate. It's 1 foot contours. And you can see that the slope from the rear property line up to the highway is obviously a built up bridge embankment. And it does offer a fair amount of, you know, visual separation for the property from the highway. Is there anything else you want to point out?
No, the only thing I'd like to point out is that the 40 foot, two 40 foot front setback requirements are actually, at our last hearing, Mr. Sharp was kind enough to point out to me that I was going to have to come back to do something about this problem because you couldn't build on these lots, and that I'd need a variance from both, I'd need a variance from the two 40 foot requirements to get anything built on this property. And again, the uniqueness of the property is the intervention at DelDOT, and my clients and their ancestors had no control over the situation. DelDOT wants to put widen Route 1. They come in and widen Route 1, and they leave a residue, and it's up to the landowner to deal with that. How can they actually develop the residue?
Sheet 8, Jace. I think that's the one that has the 1950s variety. That might be a pan a little bit. That's 61. It's at the 51. The next page is a little cleaner. There's old photographs. So this is what it looked like in 1954. So our client's family owned not only these three parcels, but they still own this land over here. And now this has been shaved off, you know, 50 years ago, or 60 years ago.
Yeah,
so instead of being one large parcel that could have been more, you know, easily part of some kind of major subdivision, there's this residue on the north side of the new road.
And so we have the uniqueness of the property with the sloping hill in the back, and the reason primarily for the front setbacks or emergency vehicle access in excess of the roads, and no emergency vehicle is going to get into the back of the yard of these properties, and with the 60 foot wide it's mapped as Painter Road and on Susquehanna Taft's maps, but it's also called Lockerman Road. But it's 60 feet wide, and the setbacks we're proposing is the standard 30 foot setback, similar to other residential properties off of streets that are not arterial. So the hardship here and some of the uniqueness is the classification of two roads as arterial, and Route 1 is arterial, but it's not arterial as to this property, because you can't get to Route 1 off this property. It's got barred by a great big bar grill. As Mr. Christianberry said, it's not going to alter the character of the neighborhood, the three lots or the neighborhood, other than a memorial park at a farm that's been in existence. And again, if that's developed, it's going to probably be developed with the same kind of setbacks that we're asking for, 30 feet front and 20 feet rear. And it really is the minimum variance in order to create buildability on lot one. If you go back to slide one,
we've
already gone over the problems with the building envelope on lot one.
So the double frontages,
the double
front. 80 foot front to back of setback area in a lot that at the northern end, or southern end rather, is only 89.48 feet deep at that end. And it slowly gets wider as you get closer to the Broadkill.
So the problem is that the two front 40 foot setback requirements make this property very difficult to develop, and the development of the property is a practical difficulty for my clients. And if anybody from the board has any questions, Mayor Ken would be happy to answer those.
Questions?
Before I close, I'd just like to have my clients come up. Just one of them needs to do this. Mike, can you come up? You've heard that my presentation as your attorney and Mr. Christianberry's testimony as your engineer. Is everything that I said and that Ken said true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, sir. Yes. Excuse me.
All right. Then that concludes our presentation. Thank you for your patience.
Questions?
The board does, but I have a few. Mr. Cervic, I've got a couple questions. I hate to have you jump up and down.
I'm hurt. I'm not totally a name.
I understand, but I certainly won't be cognizant of what's going on here. Looking at, you know, I see lot one is, you know, as Mr. Christianberry said, it's 89.48 feet deep at the one end. It would have approximately 80 feet of setbacks on it. Lot two appears to be a little wider of or a little deeper of a lot.
Yeah, I recognize that, Mr. Sharp, but if you look closely at the one-story existing dwelling, that actually encroaches into the back setback line at 40. I'll be curing that problem. And that's, you know, that's inside the building line. And I have the 40 foot would be the building line, but I still have an encroachment there. And also that shed, the one shed encroaches with a 40 foot setback line. And rather than have a jog, that, you know, it just didn't make any sense for us to create, go back to 40, from the 20 for that lot.
Are the structures on lot two going to be removed, and are we rebuilding on that? And I ask that because there's only a 2-year window for the variance to exist. You know, it's not like,
yeah, but if I don't remove the buildings, then they are built inside that recognized new rear setback, and I wouldn't think I'd have to do anything.
Well, don't those, is my understanding, Mr. Phillips might know this better than I, that building I believe is a non-conforming dwelling. Is that correct, Mr. Phillips? Do we know?
Are you referring to the dwelling itself?
Yeah, on lot two?
Yes.
Okay. But it would remove the non-conformity then.
Okay, well, I mean, I see a shed that's only 5.4 feet from the property line.
Yeah, that shed may have to come down. I don't know whether that shed is small enough to stay, but I know the other shed invades. So we're by doing this, we're doing away with the non-conforming structures.
Are lots one and three going to be developed within the next 2 years with homes?
Trying to, yes.
Okay. And just for the record, I heard Mr. Chenu say yes to that, because that would be, if this board were so inclined, that's how long the approval period would be. So if nothing happened, they would expire.
Right. We understand certain variances elapse.
Have you had any proposals for what the specific structures would be on those lots? Has there been any consideration of that, Mr. Chenu?
Yes, sir. We actually were planning on the furthest lot, closest to the river. This is, again, the lots were separated because we have three sons between us. And we were trying to give, you know, take care of things before too long. So, but our oldest son, we're trying to get him, he's going to build a house on this lot. The existing house is, I mean, I have a renter in there. People are renting that house. And Then we had the hearing, which that's when it became non-conforming, when I guess we did the subdivision, which I understand. And then the lot two, just with any kind of planning whatsoever, it's just like super impossible. And then on top of it, now it's, things are a little bit different because we have actual septic sewer down there now. So like with...
Okay, that was a question I was going to have. So there's no, I see there's septic fields noted on your survey.
There is an addition on this lot here. I did build a pole barn, just a four-bay garage. It does have a half bathroom in it for, you know, working in the shop, which it is going to be tapped into the existing septic on the river lot.
So on lot three?
Yes, sir.
Does that four-car garage comply with the current setbacks?
Yes, sir. Yep. Okay. So yeah, see on the river lot, we have a little bit more space, again, on the side yards. So yes, it's 40 feet off of the yard per your regulations in the county as of December, I guess, is when I got the permits.
Okay. All right, I don't think I have any additional questions at this time. I don't know if any of the board members do, though, so.
Okay, sure. Thank you. Questions?
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone present in opposition to this application? Operator?
If there's anyone on the line in favor of or opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. We have Ann online, and your line is open.
Hello, this is Anna Core. I'm an employee with Suffolk County, and I'm calling in this evening to test the line.
Thank you, Ann.
You're welcome.
Again, if anybody else on the line is in favor of or opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you. There are no further questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the requested variances for case number 12584, Michael and Margaret Cheneau. I believe that the property has unique physical conditions. I believe that there's no possibility that can be developed without the variances, that it has not, the difficulty has not been presented by the applicant, that it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Warfel.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12584 has been approved. Next application.
This is case number 12579. Richard and Joanne Orsini seek variances from the rear yard setback and side yard setback requirements for a proposed structure, sections 115.42, 115.183, 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of Oak Street within the Banks Acres subdivision. The 911 address is 31435 Oak Street, Ocean View. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel number is District 134, Map 12, Parcel 111. Specifically, the applicants request a 2-foot variance from the side yard setback requirement and a 2-foot variance from the rear yard setback requirement for a proposed garage. Staff note the Board of Adjustment granted a variance for steps and a covered porch that were proposed to be constructed within the front yard setback. These variances were approved at the meeting of May 6, 2019. There are 5 signatures of no objection to the request, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mr. Sharples, where are you at?